Would you exist without all the threats? The music glitch, but yeah, you're dressed up like a full-bodied anarchist, right down to your views. It's more than points at break, there's a red little promise. To your mouth, so you take it out of music. Your talk is cheap, and I don't wanna hear it. Go please do your fucking fire. You're pissing moan, what's no longer your own. You're pissing all the moaners of my friends. I understand what you're saying, what you're going through, but your point never ends. It's more than points at break, there's a red little promise. To your mouth, so you take it out of music. Your talk is cheap, and I don't wanna hear it. Go please do your fucking fire. Let's take it fast.
Welcome. 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 You know why I did the Batman theme?
No, but I went right into it. I knew where you were going right away, obviously. It's Batman.
Yep. We were talking about people's real names versus nicknames or last names. Notwithstanding anything that we've been talking about.
I got you.
But talking about the one friend we have at work, I was talking about it with Nathan last night. Not my son Nathan, our buddy Nate, and his name is Robin. You're friends with him. We're all friends with him.
Good old Robin.
But it's spelled R-O-B-Y-N.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Nate was pretty much under the impression that Robin is a girl's name. Period. And I said, no, Batman and Robin. Nate said, yeah, but they were a couple.
Well, he's not wrong, I don't think. I'm not sure. I never understood Batman or Robin.
There's famous Robins. One of the Bee Gees is Robin.
Yeah. He made the right move to go by Rob, though.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, you're right. And Robin Thicke's got a big dick.
And the chicks want that dick.
That's always been the rumor anyways. I think he made a video about it.
Hell yeah. He's got them blurred lines going.
Yeah, blurred lines. That was what it was.
But, so we were just wondering, what would you do? Now, we've talked about people naming their kids really fucked up names before.
You mean really good names, like Moon Unit?
It was shit like that. But I'm saying names that, like, I have a buddy in Arizona. His name is Steve Stevens. Steven Stevens. The fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What are your parents thinking?
Stevens, but a Steven Stevens?
Yeah, but
that's rude.
The thing that would be similar is if his last name was Scott. It's just Scott Scott. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Scott Scott would be a cool name.
Why would you give anybody the same first name as the last name?
You're an asshole.
Yeah, that's I'm thinking.
That's bottom line, is you're an asshole. There's no real reason for it to happen. But
Steve Stevens, good buddy, fucking great dude. And he never went by Steven, but what the fuck were you thinking when you name your kid the same as, Chris Christopherson? There's a famous one.
Yeah, but that has a cool ring to it.
It does.
You can't, maybe Stevie Stevens. I like Stevie Stevens.
How about Stewie Stevens?
Stewie
like a Family
Stevens?
Guy thing.
Nah, I don't like that. I feel like your name's Stewie Stevens, you're bound to grow up and molest a child.
But let's get into those funny names that you heard growing up your whole life. I mean, let's say hypothetically your name was Butts, okay? And then your parents actually have the balls to name you Harry.
Yes, that would be nice.
There's real Harry Butts out there.
Yes, there is.
There's probably a fucking couple hundred of them.
My grandpa's name was Harry.
But his last name wasn't Butts.
No, it was McGuire. But I mean, that's a cool name, Harry. Just, it's a very strong name.
But not when your last name is Butts.
No, not when your last name is Butts. Then it's just fucking rude.
It is. That's what I'm saying. You can have a fucked up last name or don't put something fucked up on top of it to go with it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because I guarantee there's at least 100 real hairy Butts in the world.
I always appreciate a Richard that goes by Dick.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Because you don't have to do that. You could go by Rich. You could go by Richie. You could go by Richard. But they're like, nah, fuck that. Dick. But I've even seen Richards go to Charles.
Charles.
I think Charles is one of those ones where he can just go anywhere.
I think Charles goes to Chuck, doesn't it?
It should go to Chuck. Chuck's a strong name, just like Dick. These are strong names by strong people.
But let's say hypothetically, if my name was Richard, I would go by Dick.
Yeah.
But with my last name, I really can't do that, can I?
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Dick Tease.
My name is Dick Tease.
Yeah, yours could have went a couple different ways. You're right. Your name, it does set something up.
I have a great last name for fucking really fucked up nicknames. And exactly. I had a whole bunch of them. When I was a kid, I was Golf Tease, Strip Tease, Cock Tease, Panties. And my one buddy called me Socrates.
Socrates? Ooh, I like that.
That was a good one.
I mean, you don't deserve it, but I like that.
How do you know?
Well, you're not that bright.
I'm a philosophizer. I philosophize everything.
Yeah, whatever. yeah.
Well, guys.
Tease nuts. You get a lot of that.
Oh, I love the tease nuts.
Tease
I mean, who
nuts.
Wouldn't love that?
Yeah, I like that.
Fuck yeah. Guys, this is our first episode back since everything got back going. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30. It is fucking miserably hot.
Everything in our life got going.
It did. Everything. So I realize there's a whole bunch of you not watching live on Facebook right now. But that's cool. This show was never intended to be a 100% live audience thing. But it will be up on YouTube probably later today and back on the podcast things tonight. We'll get back into our normal routine, and we'll probably be going about every Sunday, probably like always.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Sundays or Mondays. It's always going to be probably right around this time. We'll see. Yeah, Sundays will probably be more often than not, though.
Right. Because someone told me last night that they love listening to our show and watching our show while getting drunk, and that's probably a pretty good thing. It's probably a popular thing. So if you want to get drunk and watch us or listen to us, just go to YouTube. When you get off work and get hammered.
Yeah,
in.
And you know, and if you miss out, I'm leaving those little comments on the side. You can't leave the comments, but you can write us emails anytime. And that's one way that we will definitely address you. I know everybody's been bitching, you know, that leave comments on the side. Hey, you ignore me, whatever. Yeah, there's probably reasons for that. But either way.
If your comment's fucking stupid, we're going to ignore
exactly.
It.
But even if your email's stupid. It's going to get open, and it's going to get read online.
Well, especially if your email's stupid.
Well, you know what I mean. It's like we're not going to ignore your emails. So if you send emails, they will be read on the show. So instead of commenting, why don't you do that instead?
If you don't want your name on here, we understand that. We understand you're a pussy and don't want your name out there. But
yeah,
don't put my fucking name on here, and we won't. We've never burned anybody.
Not everybody has balls. No. Most of you don't, so you know, go ahead and don't put your name.
But pretty much the whole world is open again,
except
Kings Island, which opens the 2nd. And I've got the season passes, and we were going to go pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited that my little boy is finally tall enough to go on everything. But when I read the rules there, it's going to be 100 fucking degrees out there, and I'm not going to go out there in a full fucking mask. I'm just not.
Yeah, we wear masks at work. For 8 hours now, and it is fucking balls hot.
It is. And what happens when you're on the fucking Diamondback and your mask flies off? Are they just going to keep giving you replacements, or do you have to bring your own?
I don't know. And you know, and I really feel sorry for people with glasses. Some of our co-workers with glasses the other night.
They fog up.
Yeah, I was working with our boy Nick on the crafts table. You know, we had a good night between the two of us. It was a good time. We didn't have any issues. But he has glasses, so like every 5 minutes, he's taking his glasses off. I can't see anything.
Yeah,
he's like, how am I supposed to pay?
I saw Paul, too. And the funniest thing about it is when I walked up to Paul and I looked, and you could actually see the glasses fogged up.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
You can see them.
I'm like, dude, can you see anything? And he goes, well, I'm learning to look around it.
Hey, Paul's the kind of guy that'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. He'll figure that shit out. But
but I can see how frustrating it'd be. I wear glasses when I'm not wearing my contacts. And while we were on the quarantine, I wore my glasses most of the time, except when I had to go to the store. Because
don't contacts fog up?
No, contacts don't do anything.
Oh, they don't.
Contacts
do
are the greatest. If your eyes can get used to contacts, they're the greatest. You can cut onions all day. I can get down on a plate of onions. Don't give a shit. My eyes will not water at all. Somehow the contacts does it. If I'm wearing glasses and cut onions, then I'll remember what the onions do. I'm sitting there and cry like a bitch.
Yeah.
But I used to have to do it at Outback. I was a prep cook there. So I had to get rid of those fucking blooming onions every morning. You'd have to make like 140 of them or some crazy shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're just peeling onions like a motherfucker back there.
Oh, see, I couldn't
and
do
I
that,
never
man.
Noticed
those
it.
Those light me up.
Yeah, I had contacts, so I never noticed it. But the people that would come back there that did do it or didn't wear it were fucked. It was fucking awesome.
Couldn't even walk in the area.
It's like
you?
Having a superpower. But yeah, obviously your contacts don't clear up either.
No. Nope.
Get fogged.
It's hard to breathe through the mask, but you get used to it. I mean, you get used to anything. You know what I mean? Hey, if they said, hey, from now on, you don't have to wear the mask, but you just have to work with a butt plug in, would you do it? You'd get used to the butt plug eventually.
You'd get used to the butt plug, but I would want to raise with that. I'm not just putting the butt plug in and going back and making the same amount of money, all right?
I used to work at a titty bar.
Yeah.
Okay, and up in Dayton, and my buddy worked at Diamonds.
Were you at Cheeks?
I was at Cheeks. And my buddy worked at Diamonds, and he was telling me when they, something had occurred, whatever, when they went full nude, there was a handful of girls. I don't know if they all had to do it. I think it was just a handful of girls that they bought these special butt plugs that had, like, you know, prisms on the end of it sticking out.
Yeah.
So that the lights on the dance floor would hit them and there would be, like, lights coming out of their asshole. And also, my buddy,
that's
the
cool
DJ, had one of those real high, high-powered fucking laser lights.
Yeah.
And he would point it at their cornhole when they were dancing and it would just shoot fucking sparks all over the place.
Now, that's cool.
That is cool.
I will 100% get behind a disco butthole. Anytime.
Absolutely. And every time she moved her, you know, every time she bent over, he'd hit her with that light and the fucking lights would just come out of her
ass.
That
would be great entertainment.
Awesome.
What a job that guy had. You know, he had to be living, I mean, even you being a strip club DJ. What was the money at a strip club DJ gig?
The money was great, but I'll be honest with you, it was a very boring job.
Really?
Yeah. Now, when I was married at the time and I had left the club and I still wanted to DJ a little, but I didn't want to do it full time anymore. And my buddy offered me this job at the titty bar and, it was a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I went in at 4. I got off at 2, so it was a 10-hour shift. The money was great. My ex-wife didn't, you know, first she was a little concerned about me working there.
Yeah, of course.
And then after 2 days, I finally explained to her, these girls want nothing to do with me.
No.
You know, I don't have any money. I'm not giving them money. They're giving me money.
Yes.
They come up and give me their name and clock in, and then they're fucking gone. I don't see them. There's nobody's hitting on me or anything like that. But it's a very boring job. And to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of guys probably like it. It's up in a corner, and the girls would come in, and they would give me their names. I'd write them down. And basically, that's the order on which you have to go on stage.
Yeah.
So if I get to one and she's not there, she doesn't go on stage, I got to get off my ass and go hunt her down and say, hey, get your ass up there. So you were a babysitter, too.
Oh, that wouldn't seem like part of the gig to me. So
that was part of the gig.
I feel like that's what a manager of a strip club's doing.
But here's the perk about it. Let's say a girl wanted to take a turn where she didn't want to go on the stage. She'd come up and slide me a little extra cheese, and then I would just skip over her name that round.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it worked. So, I mean, the money was great. I worked like Mondays and Wednesdays, and it was never any less than $400 or $500 a night.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
A real bad night might be 3.5.
Yeah, that's a good living for, I don't know. You say it's boring. I feel like I could make fun out of that, but I could see being boring. I could see being a little depressing. The more you get to know those girls, that might be a little bit of a bummer, too.
Well, yeah. I got to know a handful of them.
Watch
you
them
know,
come in with the Coke shakes, you know what I mean? Candy.
There was three types of strippers. There was the party girls, who were the ones going into work on a bunch of Xanax bars, and every dime they made went to partying. Then there was the single mother types who were in there to make money for their kids and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then there was the other girls that were doing it temporarily until they found something better. I knew one who had been doing it 20 years temporarily until she found something better because the money is good.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and it's so funny because even the unattractive ones, there's a market for that. Every guy out there has a different type.
Yes.
And there were some girls working at different titty bars that were just toads, man. And I wouldn't have done it for money. But there's a group of guys that like that. So I remember I used to see the guys walking in there. And, I mean, some business guys come in after work and blow $400, $500, $600 and go home to their wife and kids. And that's all there was to it. But, no, for me it was boring. There was no DJ skill involved.
Yeah.
I didn't mix anything.
No, you're going, this is candy, and then you're turning on Motley Crue.
Yeah, or, you know, I asked them what genre of music they would like.
Oh, so you did get a little bit of
a little feedback. Well, sometimes they would give me, but there was a whole lot of stuff there that you're not allowed to play. They don't want it turning into an all-rock club. They don't want it turning into a hip-hop club. No hardcore rap. You're just not allowed to play it. They don't want that.
So what could you play? No rock, no hip hop.
No, I could play rock, but I couldn't play 3 straight hours of rock. I would have to throw in
So you want a rock and then a hip hop and then a, yeah, something else.
Yeah, and just the rock I could get more crazy with. The R&B and the hip hop was fine. I just couldn't go real hardcore rap.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? No gangster stuff. They didn't want to hear that. But it's really weird what some of the musical tastes were on those girls. I had one. There was one girl that worked there, real cool chick. She ended up being a friend. She was a black girl, probably 6 feet tall,
mm-hmm,
literally 6 feet tall, and she was a whiz on that pole. She would go 90 miles an hour. You go, but her music taste was really fucking. You wouldn't see that out of her. She listened to shit, honestly, like
David Bowie or something.
No, like Jason Mraz.
Oh, bitches love Jason Mraz.
Yeah, but and then she would go to real hardcore house techno stuff on top of it. She, it was really weird. And then a lot of girls were into the weird goth kind of shit, you know, all that shit. It was big. Tool was real big for the strippers.
Which is weird to me. Tool does not seem like strip music to me.
Well, because they don't, a lot of them don't want to move too fast. They just want to get on the pole and look like they're on a heroin bench. You know what I'm saying? And that's perfect. Tool's perfect for that. But yeah, the money was great. But the thing that would suck about it, because I was actually told, hey, when this guy retires, you want the full-time gig, and it's a lot of money, but it's totally off the record, man.
I don't know. I would have took it.
How are you going to buy a house? You have no income. How are you going to buy a car? You got no fucking income. You got
to
pay cash for everything?
Talk to your local drug dealer.
Well,
they figured it out.
I didn't want to. It was already, I was already, you know, doing something that, I mean, this guy that was there.
Well, for
now,
that kind of money, you could have just claimed the money.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, that job was so boring to me.
Yeah, I get you.
That I don't think I could, you know, make a career out of it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've never had a job where I'm making $500 a night. I just have a hard time turning the down.
Well, I mean, there was nights, I'm not going to lie, there were some nights I'd make 260, 270, whatever.
Even that's good money, you know. That's
because the girls were required to each give you $10.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Oh, really?
But they had to have at least 3 private dances. If they didn't get at least 3, they didn't have to pay you. So I had to try to herd some of these guys to the undesirable. Hey, that girl gives the best dance in the building, man. Go get her.
Hey, man, you can hold your hand like that and you don't notice the mole as much. Just
yeah, and let me tell you something. That girl right there, you want a couch dance, you get it from that girl. She's got tits in the front and the back.
No matter where you're reaching, she'll let you touch the back
tits.
Oh,
yeah, she's got those back titties.
Most girls won't let you feel their tits, but she'll let you feel the back tits.
The girls there were, most of them were really cool. Hey, how you doing, Chris, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, if your husband or your boyfriend's a DJ at a titty bar, you have nothing to worry about. They want zero to do with anybody who works there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that these sleazebag DJs aren't trying. I know you weren't. I know you were married and everything, but you know what I mean. The kind of people that probably do take those DJ jobs are the kind of guys that probably can't catch a hint either.
Probably, but I think it becomes painfully obvious when none of it's working and you're not getting anything that, hey, I might as well just stop trying because I'm not going to get anything. I had zero in common with any of these girls.
We know plenty of people that won't stop trying. Looking at you, little Nick.
But like I said, it was so funny because after it was over, I would be going to get paid. Now, if a girl left early, she'd come up to the DJ booth and pay me.
Yeah.
But all the ones that were still there at the end, I'd go in the dressing room and I'd just plop down on a chair with my little notepad and wait for them to pay me. And they're all butt-ass naked. And that's when I learned that those stripper heels demolish cellulite. It doesn't exist with those heels on, but as soon as those heels come off, man, oh, my God.
I don't know. Those heels, I could not imagine wearing something like that. But
oh, God.
Hey, you know what? Stripping is an honest business to me.
It is to me,
too.
It's
an honest day of work. Good for those girls. I hope they make all of it.
It is
to
me,
too. Jesus Christ, man, that's a tough job. All right, this week we got an email from our boy, GetPussy69, of course, always coming through strong. We don't have any engineers here this week, so that's partly my fault. Partly Nick's fault, I guess, because we did tell Nick, but I didn't tell Harry Guy. We weren't on the same page. We got a lot of shit going on.
We just went back to work, guys, as you all know. But
yeah, so, me and...
Jason still doesn't have any AC in the house, so it's fucking...
No, that sucks.
Yeah. It's like you're in a payphone booth in the Congo and then, when I was in the bathroom.
My poor fat dog is just hating life.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
He's already not meant for summer. He's a fucking mountain dog. He's 120 pounds, and he just hates life right now.
Shave him all, man. Shave all
you
that hair.
You can't shave that kind of dog.
How come?
It's not good for him. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but I did look it up, and you're not supposed to shave them. They have some kind of two special coats.
Oh,
that they
I
need for certain. Who fucking knows? I'm not smart with this shit. But what do you guess his name is?
Last week he was. I don't remember what he was. It was a real clever name, pretty simple. But I think he's going to go back to the. I'm going to go with Twat Toucher.
Twat Toucher. All right, he is Finger Fiddler, which I feel like is very close to Twat Toucher.
It's pretty close. You're fiddling and you're touching.
And we got the alliteration with the double F's.
At Gmail or is he? At
he's sticking the AOL.
Is
he
really?
A couple of AOLs now. fingerfiddler69@AOL.com.
I wonder if he saw his new logo yet.
I don't know. He doesn't mention it. Or wait a minute. No, he doesn't mention it. I haven't read this email. Usually I pre-read his emails. I haven't read this. So
standard three questions?
These are new to me. Yeah, standard three questions. Shut up, Cincinnati. I think he said this wrong. When looking at a vagina and there is no sex or touching involved, either online or in real life, what is your favorite position for the girl to be in? Standing straight up, spread eagle, doggy style, so you can see the butthole as well, etc. So basically he's asking,
how do you like to look at a pussy?
How do you like to look at a pussy? And we're not talking about fucking it or anything else, but just if we're staring at it, if a girl has to showcase her pussy to you, what position would you like that in?
My favorite is, God, I love this too, because I am a butt person.
Yeah.
So what I like is her to be pretty much standing up and bent at maybe a 45-degree angle. Mm-hmm. And like, so I'm looking at it from the back, but it's not laid open like a wound.
Yes.
You know, I can see the ass, and then I can see the little mound of fun stuff going underneath it.
I agree. I think that is also my favorite position.
Sexy as hell.
So basically the doggy style position.
Except you're not doggy style, everything's laid open. Yeah, I like it just slightly bent over to where the vagina comes out and from the bottom and says hi.
Standing straight up, you know, okay, sure. Spread eagle, no, though. I'm not, you know, I'll look. But, I mean, as far as a favorite position, like, I remember growing up and looking at Playboys and stuff like that. I preferred the Playboy to the Hustler. I didn't like the bitch.
You didn't like
spread
the shit laid
and, like,
open.
I don't want to look at your liver. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like,
if it's a conch shell,
yeah,
then I needed to be opened a little bit. Because, you know, I hate the look of a conch shell.
I'm not saying a little bit or not a little bit, but just spread eagle where it's like full.
No.
You know, there it is.
Because a pussy to me is like a dick.
Yeah.
I look at a pussy and I start to get horny. Okay. But it's not the most attractive thing. I mean, sometimes it does look like, you know, my old favorite, a Doberman eating mayonnaise, or sometimes shit's hanging down, roast beef sandwich that's been run over by a car. It's not always pretty.
Yeah.
So I just like it when they're standing up and they're bent over a little bit. You get just that little flavor of it at the bottom and the butt, because I'm a total butt guy. I love butts.
But yeah, that's our answer. We're both from behind, basically. All right, one thing I've always wondered about, and I'm curious about your guys' opinion. We're taught that the universe is constantly expanding. What do you guys think is currently outside of that area? And can nothing technically exist? Nothing in parentheses.
Well, when I was a kid, I was told by the time I was 30, there would be vacation trips to the moon.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
No. What do I think's going on outside of our universe? I don't fucking know, man.
I think what he's saying is because the world is constantly expanding. My take on that is, what do you think technology-wise or something that should be happening but can't? Even though it's an idea, it physically can't. I think people, obviously, traveling to Mars is an impossibility.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we're going to land, and then as soon as we open this door, you're all going to burst into flames and fucking die.
Yeah, but I don't think he's talking about traveling. He's just saying, is there anything that exists outside of our universe?
Well, we've talked about that. Obviously, I'm not stupid enough to think no, but I think there is.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's talking about God.
No, I'm talking about life on other planets, shit like that. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I think he's just saying the universe is constantly expanding. I don't know what he's talking about. It sounds like me smoked too much fucking weed and watched Joe Rogan podcast at 3 a.m. And now he wants to come up sounding smart. But that's not the kind of podcast I'm looking for, buddy.
You go
find Neil Tyson and ask him these fucking questions.
I'm probably thinking that there's a lot of places that no technology in the world can even detect. But I personally probably don't think shit stops. I just think it keeps going and fucking going. What, eventually when you get to the end of some galaxy, you're going to hit a wall? You know what I'm saying? No, I think the shit just keeps going, and I think...
Is the galaxy flat?
No, the galaxy is not flat. But, you know, we have our eight planets on this world that we say, hey, there's eight planets. I'm sure 10 gazillion light years away, there's eight different planets floating around, and two guys like me and you sitting there talking a different language doing their podcast. I think it's out
there. Sure, I don't give a shit, but sure, why not? All right, going back to the bestiality topic. See, there you got us back.
Right. Yeah, he did. You hooked us right back in. Every time I think I'm out, you pull me back in.
Tell your girlfriend to stop fucking writing us.
The middle question. Always the middle
God
one.
Damn. And when did you start dating a hippie? All right, going back to the bestiality topic. If you caught your girlfriend wife having sex with your dog while she thought she was alone, would you consider that cheating, and would you break up and divorce them? Well, I don't know about the cheating thing, nor do I give a shit, but the divorce papers are definitely in the mail if you get caught fucking the dog. All
I'm
right?
I'm right there with you.
I can't
that's
be married
not cheating.
To someone fucking the dog.
You know, the part that hurts the guys with the cheating is, even though guys are supposed to be fucking tough and all that, yeah, you hate to see thought of your wife with a dick in her, but the part that hurts the most is, God, I wonder if she's got feelings for that guy and she's going to fucking leave me. That's what really hurts about the cheating. That's not cheating. She's not going to leave you for the dog. But you married somebody who's fucking gross at that point, and I don't want to be married to you anymore. You didn't cheat. You're not a fucking adulteress. You didn't cheat, but you fuck animals.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Now,
that's not my thing. I got a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
I might not file for divorce if it was the peanut butter licking thing. I might not file for that, but if she was being knotted by this dog's penis,
okay, I got you.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have a talk about the peanut butter.
Of course we would have a talk about it. A long talk. But I don't know if I would give up my whole life because she's getting her bean licked with Captain Crunch all over the fucking top of it. But the animal penis inside, yeah, I'm gone.
No, I'm out. I'm out. Like, you're just, that's a fucking weirdo.
That's
I can't
gross.
Be married to a weirdo.
It's not even, I'm a weirdo.
Well, yeah, okay.
But I don't fuck animals, you know what I mean? That's gross.
Yeah, that's a line we don't cross.
That's like saying, hey, honey, I only fucked one dead guy. I'll never do it again. You got a mental fucking problem. I'm out. Yes, get pussy. I'm gone, man.
So, if you're fucking a girl, and you're close.
And she dies.
And she dies. You don't finish?
I finish because I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know if she died. She could have just be into it so much. Some people like to be quiet when they're getting close to their nut, you know.
Yeah.
And if I was fucking her and she went and grabbed her chest and fucking did this, I wouldn't finish. No, I would not finish.
I don't know. You know, I just tell the hospital and the people that came, you know, the ambulance people, I'm really shitty at CPR. I don't
I couldn't finish. You know why?
I was taught the Heimlich different by my uncle, sir.
See, here's one thing about me. I'm 54 years old. I've never been to jail. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
The first thing that would pop in my head when she fucking drops dead is, what am I going to tell the cops? Am I going to fucking jail for killing this broad?
Yeah.
My boner's gone. I don't care if I'm on 10 Mr. Big pills. It's gone. If I actually know you're dead, yeah.
I don't know. Is your boner gone?
Gone.
How do you, oh, no, I mean, I'm in real life, yes. Or not even in real life, but without pills. If you're on the pill, you know what I mean? Is it gone? Because you said it's not just easy to go away.
I think the power of the mind is a lot.
You'd like to think it would be gone, but there's a damn good chance that science is not going to let it be gone at that point. And and they're showing up, and you still got a boner having to explain the situation.
Well, and then you just pull out the pills and say, I'm on these, guys. I'm not getting into this or anything. yeah, that would really creep me out. Instantly.
Scott asked, is this the blue plate version of Shut Up Cincinnati? What the fuck's blue plate mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I missed the reference.
Blue plate?
Yeah, is he saying we're not dirty enough? Are we being too nice?
I don't think
so. What's going on? Are we too calm?
Why don't you reiterate on that, Scott? Tell us what you mean.
Or do they think that we're shit can usually every show? And this one, we're not shit can.
Well, we're not shit can because it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
But
it's
we're
fucking
not ever really.
Hot.
We've only got shit can twice.
Yeah, we're not. We're normally drinking, though, having a couple of drinks
sometimes,
and all that.
Before, when we were doing this podcast, before the break of work, we were doing this before work, too.
Yeah, but you couldn't see us then.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what you mean by blue plate. I wish you would let us know because I don't. Wait, what did she say?
Oh, blue plate as in like early.
Oh, the blue plate space like the old people thing.
Okay, I'm sorry, Scott. I was over here getting offended, getting my panties in a bunch.
Actually, Scott,
you're just
this
saying this is on early. Well, this is going to be the new time.
Yesterday was Father's Day. We had to sneak one in. We had to have one for the week, and we have different days off, so we had to push one in there. We will go back to a regular schedule that we'll tell you guys when it is. But yeah, we had to get one in for the week, and we didn't. No one to do it, so we're doing it right now.
And another question from the comments, what is a conch shell pussy?
A conch shell pussy.
Mars is asking. Mars doesn't know what that is. She says she might not be our intended audience, which that's probably true. Mars, love you, but you're probably not our intended audience, but thanks for watching.
Mars.
let him explain the conch shell.
I'm not really into the conch shell pussies. A lot of people are. If a girl takes her pants off and lays down and slightly opens her legs, okay, most of the time, when the shit opens up a little bit, you got the chubby outer lips, and then you got the little fine labia minor that's in the middle of it, and you got like this little flower, underwater flower-looking thing. A conch shell pussy is basically still closed, and it has no inner lips for you to see. It's just two big fat lips with a line down the middle. And that's conch shell pussy, because it looks like a closed-up conch shell. Some guys like those. I like to see the inside little skinny lips as well.
He likes seeing the inner workings.
Yeah. And the thing about a lot of those conch shell pussies is even when you open them, they're not there.
Yeah.
Those little ones aren't there. They're missing.
I imagine it's a lot like girls that like a guy either circumcised or not circumcised. You know, you might have a preference.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Not to say you're not going to take that dick either way. And it's the same thing with the vaginas. But, you know, you do have a preference.
Well, I'm just saying I don't like the look of it. I've dated girls with both. I've had sex with a million conch shell pussies, and it's not that they don't feel any good. I would prefer the look of the other kind with the lips on the inside. Conch shell basically looks like a butt pushed together. It's just two big cheeks and then a line down the middle. And when you want to get to the good stuff, you kind of have to open those up a little bit to get to them.
And you got a theory that they hide a smell inside.
I have a theory that they have to be cleaned better.
Okay.
Because they have the ability to, it's almost like it's a vapor locked.
Yeah, that's what you've told me. They're kind of locked. They're not clean
well. Yeah, and you really got to open it up and get in there and clean them. But
it's like a fart in a bag.
It is. I worked with a girl whose dad used to, what kind of dad is this? This guy had two daughters, and he would like fuck with these girls. He would literally fart on the fucking couch pillow and say, honey, does this smell funny to you? And she'd take a big pull off at his own kid. He farted in a milk jug and stuck it in the fridge. Stuff like this. I think that's funny.
Farted in a milk jug and
it
stuck
stayed
it
in the
fridge.
But, yeah, Mars, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a conch shell pussy. I just prefer the other kind as well. Better.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with having a preference.
Yeah, well, we all have a preference. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these days I told you, less and less guys are being circumcised. So I'm sure some women don't care. Maybe... Dicks aren't good looking anyway.
Nah,
I mean,
are
you
gross.
You could put hair and a face on a dick. It's not going to make it any more handsome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Depending on the hair.
Well, I mean, if it had like nice flowing hair going down the back and attractive features, yeah, you could probably make it better looking.
If I had to have a head of hair on my dickhead, I'd want it Elvis.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd go old school Elvis.
I'd go Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt? Yeah. Oh, our cousin it.
I'd go Joe Dirt because I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want. Covering the pee hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get exactly
that
takes
what away
you're
all
saying.
The fun stuff. All right, so the segue into this, I think I'm going to give up the major loads pills.
Oh, yeah, well, they didn't work.
Well, guys, I took these
it
things.
Just wasn't worth it.
You've talked about it. We've talked about it. This thing's supposed to increase the distance that you shoot and the amount that you shoot, you know, shoot like a porn star kind of thing, and we've all seen porn stars. I've been on them now about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Does it shoot a little farther? Yeah, a little.
But not $60 a month.
Oh, no. It went from the bottom of my belly button to 2 inches over the top of it. It gives you a nice little at the beginning. Do they look any bigger to me? Maybe a little, but it looks different.
But it's not the fun that you're expecting. It's
no,
not,
I wanted the rope. I wanted to hit the wall there.
Yeah, you wanted the Peter North, and you didn't get it. Yeah.
Actually, what I really wanted out of this, I wanted to like hit the middle of my chest once.
Just once.
Well, because I used to when I was a kid all the time. I used to have to wipe my neck off when I was done. Now I'm wiping off underneath where it should have fallen out. But
now you're wiping off your balls.
You know, it's changed the look of the butter. It looks.
What do you mean, like a different color?
It's like a it's like clear now. Not all of it, but it's more clear than it was before. And I think it's fucking with my system. I don't know what's in these pills, but. I'm saying it's not good.
Yeah, probably nothing good.
No, so I'm gonna take the major loads off, and I was sitting there thinking, well, I always have sex with a condom now anyway. What am I hoping to accomplish?
It is completely useless. Well, I mean, unless you're blowing it on a face or something like that.
Yeah. You know, and that's always a bonus.
Yeah, but yeah, that's probably not happening all that often.
But yeah, for those of you thinking about taking ropes or major loads, give it up. Not gonna do much for you. It didn't do much for me. Like I said, I probably gained 4 inches on the on the blast.
On the old blast, but that was about it.
That was it. And every now and then I get headaches, so I'm not going to take them anymore.
Every now and then I get headaches.
Yeah, it's a big pill. It's a big-ass pill, and you take it every day, and I thought for sure it was just some bunch of garbage, garlic this and, you know, vitamins here, but I think anything that can make me shoot like I was 18 again probably isn't going to be good for me.
Hey, you don't have any strep throat going on right now, do you?
No.
All right, good, because that peckerhead Nolan told me that he has strep throat after he left our place last
Hey, thanks,
week.
Man.
Yeah.
And we're not talking on his microphone either, so.
Yeah, that paragraph. Oh, that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Your little ass would have stayed home had I known you had fucking strep throat.
He didn't know. I guess he got tested Thursday.
At least he doesn't have the Rona, right?
He said he was scared to death. He was afraid that he had the Rona because, you know, it's very similar symptoms, at least early symptoms. So he went there, and when they told him he just had strep, he was really relieved.
I got you. Well, you know what? I'm happy to see Mars here. Last week we had Jen, and we got Heather here, too. We're starting to get a couple girls listening.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd ever listen to this, but if you really want to know, here's one thing. I've always told women, I feel like I'm more honest with women than a lot of guys are about where guys' heads are. You know what I mean?
But women know men are liars. They know it.
I think it's part of the privilege to me of being married is I no longer have to fucking lie to women.
True.
Like, I don't give a shit. You know, if you don't like me, don't fucking like me. I'm not going to go out of my way to make you like me.
Right.
In the past, maybe I would have, you know. You know, but now I can be honest. And, you know, it sounds shitty that it takes a marriage to make a man honest, but it kind of does to a certain extent. And I can say things that other guys aren't going to say. So you can get some real insight is what I'm saying from me and Christopher, because I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah, so, and that's true. Now, the thing about it is, if you're our friend, we're not going to purposely say anything to hurt your feelings. Like,
I'm not talking about that kind of
insight. Yeah, you're talking about how guys think and what they want.
Or, you know, I'm willing to tell you that, you know, the guy playing the best friend card is playing the best friend card to try to get some pussy. All
that's
right,
that's 100% accurate.
That's such a bullshit thing.
And see, like,
guys aren't your best friends, man. I know I've said it to girls before in my life too, but
you always
to be
want.
Honest,
you're
was,
always hoping there's.
Yes,
hey, what if we get
girls
drunk
I
one
probably
night?
Wanted to get with you
because
know?
You know what the guys are thinking. I'll tell you what the guys are thinking, ladies, because I thought this before myself. Before I realized I don't have to be a dick on accident. I could be one on purpose. So. Guys are thinking, hey, I'm going to be good friends with this person, and this is every guy. I ain't fucking lying either. They're thinking, hey, she'll be able to tell me what's on her mind. I can be the shoulder to lean on, blah, blah, blah. We'll have fun and get drunk. And then one time, we'll get really fucked up, and she's in a fucking vulnerable way, and she'll look over at me and think to herself, hey, he's my buddy. He's safe. Mm-hmm. And she'll fuck you once.
Yep.
That's what they want.
That's 100% what they want.
100% what they want.
I mean, even a guy friend that you got... That's especially, I'm talking about single guy friends. I'm probably married guy friends for a lot of you fucking people. But either way, even the ones that aren't actively trying to fuck you would fuck you if you asked.
That's a fact.
I mean, you know, they might not be trying constantly to do it, but that doesn't mean that's not where they're at and where their head's at in the end. We're fucking creepy dudes.
Yeah. And with
all
the,
of us.
And the point is, I've got a lot of girlfriends. Jason has a lot of girlfriends. Ladies, if I'm your friend, I'm really your friend. It's not in my mind constantly that I want to fuck you. But if the situation ever popped up, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
You know what
guy.
I mean?
And
the cool thing about it is that's why in my life I've always had fuck buddies. I've always had them.
Yeah.
Because uncomplicated sex is fucking awesome. When you can have sex with somebody that you like and you're cool and you want to have beers with them, and then the next day you high-five them, how you doing? And there's no fucking weirdness. That's the best, man. But doing it by false pretenses, like, hey, your boyfriend broke up with you, huh? you want to have a drink tonight and you can talk to me about it? Oh, that's too bad. And you're doing this. Then she feels so vulnerable, and you're such a nice guy for listening to her. Maybe I'll, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, and then, okay, I'll do it. And then the next day they'll say, oh, gosh, why did that happen? Why'd we do that? Because you wanted to, you fuck.
You fuck. Every female friend I have that I would consider like a close friend, I became friends with on accident, as in like they were dating one of my friends or something like that. Someone like Whoopi, she was dating one of my friends. That's how we became friends. So she was automatically right away off limits anyways.
Right.
So, you know, things like that. Like then I can become good friends with girls. But if a guy's walking up to you at a bar or something like that, he's not doing it because he wants to fucking be your Xbox gamer tag friend or anything. You know,
that's not it. This, what I'm saying is, yeah, there are a lot of guys out there that you'll be friends with your whole life and you'll never have sex with them and they'll never even try to have sex with you. But believe me, it's in the mind that they would if they, you know, if it happened. But they want it to happen where you do the initiating.
Yeah.
So they don't look like the asshole. So they'll still be your friend afterwards.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a fact. Like, you know, up until last week, I really wanted to take a peek at Whoopi's titties. But then you told me your dad was a little bit sketchy and questionable. And I said, well, I just don't want somebody coming after me with a 30-06.
She was really, really intent on telling us that her dad wasn't at those Bethel protests.
Yeah, she was.
And all of his friends were.
But I would, too. If my father hung out with those kind of people, I would want people to know my dad's not out there.
I can't say I know her dad well enough to say he agrees or doesn't disagree with his buddies that were there. But Jesus, what a fucking clusterfuck that is over there in Bethel.
It's over now, isn't it?
It wasn't over as of yesterday. I don't know if it's over as of today. I don't know. It scares the shit out of me, honestly, because my oldest, his dad lives out there. But my oldest Anton's my stepson. His dad lives out in Bethel.
Right.
Mixed kid. I'm not comfortable with him spending the next week in Bethel when he's on vacation with his dad. And by vacation, I mean he's spending the week with his dad out there in Bethel. He has to cross right through the middle of the main street, the main town, you know, where that's going on at.
And I understand the fear, but it's my understanding that it's not really one of those violent deals. They're yelling. The protesters are yelling at each other from both sides. They're not attacking people.
I don't want him to have to go to the store and get called the N-word either. I mean, I don't expect him to get beat up or anything. But
no, but I'm sure his dad's going to protect him from that kind of shit. Maybe leave him at home with mom when he's at the store. Or
I hope so, man. I don't know his dad well enough to know one way or the other how great he's going to do. But, I mean, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Either way, it scares me. I hate the idea of knowing that he is there as a mixed kid in Bethel. And from the reports that I've heard from other people that have been there and they've got names called at him and everything else. And you say it's nonviolent for the most part, but there has been a couple acts of violence there. There's been one guy that's been punched right in front of the cop. The cop didn't do anything.
Yeah, I saw
that on video. That was crazy. You had the people pretty much pushing the little girl holding the sign and then ripping the sign out of her hands and shit like that.
Where did that shit go down where those protesters shattered out that car window with a baby in a car seat in the back of it? Did you see that?
No.
This guy was driving his car through and the protesters were blocking. Now, this guy wasn't trying to run anybody over or ram anybody.
Is this like a recent one or is this from like towards the beginning?
I saw the video. I have no fucking idea.
Because I feel like a lot of this stuff was towards the beginning, and now you're actually getting kind of the more peaceful things.
You never know when these things took place. Like, there's a big thing that it's going on Facebook right now about this young guy punching the shit out of this old man in a nursing home. Did you see that?
Yeah.
This guy's in boxing class, and he's basically punching this old man in the face while he's defenseless, kicking the shit out of him, practicing his boxing. And everybody shared it and said, we need to find this asshole and he has to go to jail. Well, that thing happened long enough ago where he's already in jail. Okay, he's already been arrested for it. Half the story was wrong, said he was a caretaker at this thing. Turns out he wasn't. He was in there as a patient and he was roommates with this old man.
Yeah.
He was in there in some kind of rehab capacity. But, you know, when you read these fucking stories, it cracks me up that somebody will share something they see. You know, to me, once you share something, unless you preface it by saying, I don't know if this is true or not.
It's your word.
It's your word.
I don't understand that at all.
Because they share shit, and this story was half true.
I look everything up that I share.
Right.
I'm fucking anal about it. And actually, you know what I got into the last couple of days is Aunt Jemima. I've been really getting into that story because, for one thing, I wanted to know the origin. So I wanted to know what I was talking about. You know, they're changing the name.
Yeah.
Now, that company was not started by black people. You got all these idiots out there that are like, but she made great syrup. Why would you take her face off? Aunt Jemima didn't make the syrup. Aunt Jemima's not a real fucking person. All right. That was a character in a vaudeville thing in like the early 1900s. And then the actor, I think her name was Nancy Green, or not actress. I think she was worked in someone's kitchen, you know, basically not a slave, but, you know,
yeah,
mammy or whatever they call them. And then they made her dress up like one, a mammy, and put her on the cover. This is not her shit. She never got royalties or anything off of that. They said she was the first black millionaire. That's not true.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. When you post something on Facebook and you share it without explaining anything about your share, that's your opinion to me.
Yeah,
I agree. It's like when somebody posted this kid, and it was disgusting. It was a 20-year-old guy, just a defenseless old man, on basically 78 years old. He was sitting there punching him in the face. And it was fucking gross, and it was gross. Barbaric, and I was like, well, fuck, I'm going to look up this kid now, because that's what I do. I look him up, hope he goes to jail. Maybe they can find him. Well, he's been in jail for weeks. You know, he wasn't a caretaker. He was a living in that thing, and I'm like, fuck, people, don't just share shit without doing a little bit of research first, because it makes you look like, you know.
How embarrassing it is when the president does that, though.
Oh, yeah.
The leader of the free world, as they call it, and he does that shit. He did it with the guy that was attacked that wielded a machete at all those protesters.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You know what I mean? He got tricked by a right-wing blogger that made the video and cut off the first fucking 30 seconds of his nutcase running out of his house with a machete.
Right.
You know, and then said he was a bar owner, even though he wasn't a bar owner. I mean, everybody knows the story if they pay any attention to anything. But Trump treated that right away, and there's still people that will use that as an example. It's like, dude, that's been proven wrong a bunch of times.
Because I could sit there and make up something myself.
Anybody could.
And pop it on there, and then as soon as you share it, you agree with me.
Yes.
Either agree with me or, you know, hey, this one was, let's make this guy famous. Well, he's already fucking in jail, dude, and he wasn't a caretaker, so get off that. You're wrong about fucking 80% of this shit.
Yeah.
And you don't have to post anything. Just post a video of this guy beating up an old man, and you've got your asshole out there, okay?
Yeah, people should just go back to posting pictures of cats.
I agree. Ever seen that one where the two guys that were running a dog fighting ring, their dog lost or whatever, and they cut his ears off?
Hey, Carmen did get you there.
What'd she say?
She says, the old guy that shared Facebook's oldest and played out chain letter thing.
Let me tell you something, lady.
She makes a solid fucking point,
Let me tell you something, lady. I'm going to explain something to you. This is for Carmen.
Oh, shit.
This isn't for anybody but Carmen. This guy I know told me about this weird, I don't know if it's dark web or if it's just regular web, okay? Where you can literally, you know how you can, like, they have those Verichek where you can try to find out where an old friend lives or an old girlfriend. You type their name in, then if you pay $30, they give you, like, a little private eye report on their last whereabouts.
Yes.
Well, he said this is one that somebody put out there. Literally, you can type in your cell phone number, and in 10 seconds, it will pop up where you live, where you work, address, fucking everything, just attached to your cell phone number.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there thinking, when this thing came up, okay, first of all, I look at fucked up stuff on the internet on my own, porn-wise and stuff like that, fucked up jokes, all that shit. And then for the show, I look at even more twisted, fucked up shit. If it takes me 2 seconds to hit copy and paste, and maybe Facebook won't be able to use my fucking search history, then it was worth the 2 seconds to me.
I don't know. Like I said, it's just
funny. I didn't type it like a chain letter. I didn't, you know, type it and send it out to 5 friends.
Because I've just seen so many. And the people that I...
Hey, Carmen, so now
only
get the towel, wipe the sweat off
your
forehead, and think about what I just said.
The only people I ever see share shit that is like the JPs of the world, you know? You fell into it.
I've never done it before, but I was sitting there thinking, well, with all the crazy shit with Zuckerberg and all that, do I want people,
Zuckerberg,
you know? Like I said, I typed in my fucking phone number on that thing and my name and address and everything came up. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want everybody knowing everything about me. I'm telling you enough on this fucking show every week.
Yeah.
And I tell you all the twisted, fucked up shit in my life. I don't have, you know, you don't have to know.
Shit. But like she said, you still shared it and didn't research it. Like you just went on and said that you do every time.
I did, but I also didn't put on there, hey, guys, this is some really fucked up shit. Make sure you do this. Otherwise, you're in jeopardy of losing everything.
I get you. You just press the share button.
I press share.
And moved on with your life while
that's
the rest of
did.
Us are going to fucking hark on it now forever.
I didn't give you a little heading at the beginning that said, guys, I don't know if you read this, but fuck, you know, do this. You see shit all the time on Messenger. You'll get a message from a guy you went to high school with, but as soon as you open it, you're fucking, you just infected your whole fucking computer. That shit's out there. It took me 2 seconds to share that. All right, what's she saying now? Is she ragging on me now?
I just let her go. She's gonna
But that's why I did it. It took me 2 seconds.
She has the temperature inside where she can actually think, because it's only 82 in there instead of fucking 89 out here.
It's fucking hot in here. I am sweating like two rats fucking in a wool sock.
It's 88 degrees. It's right behind me.
Is that what it is?
It's nice 88 degrees in here. We're feeling great.
You got on a nice cool black shirt.
Well, the sun ain't fucking coming on me. I hate when people say that.
Black is hot, man.
Black is hot when you're outside.
Well,
if you're inside.
We're in the garage, dude.
Without the sun shining on me.
I'm going to Google that and share it.
You fucking do that. But no, not for real. That's hilarious that you're even saying that. You're inside. The color of your shirt does
not
matter.
And Mars says, but you did it when so many of us absolutely did fucking not. Well, I'll tell you what, Mars. In answer to that question, I tell you, in 2 weeks when you're on there and you put on fucking Facebook, hey, guys, does anybody know why I'm getting letters from fucking Moscow asking me to send money to this fucking prince and do all this shit? That's why. Because they stole your shit off Facebook.
Yeah, Mars. That's why.
Because Mars said, I absolutely did fucking not. I'm just saying, it took me 2 seconds to do. And if it's a precaution, you know, it's like going onto your phone and hitting fucking daily scan, see if I got any viruses today. It's the same fucking thing.
Did you get any radiation poisoning at work this week?
I might have.
I heard the levels are close to 100.
Yeah, I've been getting some fucking headaches for sure. You know, I'm getting used to wearing the mask. It sucks.
It gives me a sore throat.
Yeah, it. You know what? I don't want to give her name, but the female manager that we work with,
mm-hmm.
She told me, and this is a good idea because she, you know, she sells makeup and stuff like that. She knows what she's talking about. She said these masks can actually do a bunch of stuff like, you know, clog up pores and make your mm-hmm. face break out and stuff like that. So
I've seen people say that they've broke out.
So her advice was just make sure you change masks every day and wash your face real good. And because she does that on the side for a living, I'm going to take her advice and start taking better care of my face.
Okay, fair enough. I thought you were going to start wearing makeup. I was going to
start. No, I'm going to start.
I'm going to put a base on.
I'm going to start putting the cleanser on my face and make sure I wear a different mask every day. Things like that. She knows what she's talking about on that.
Yeah.
I've never seen her with a pimple.
Me either. She's my age. I'm starting to break out. I don't know what the
fuck. I'm breaking out like a school kid.
What was I about to say? Fuck, man. Oh, no. Another employee that we have. He suggested we put essential oils inside of our mask to calm us down. Maybe some lavender, some eucalyptus, right after you tuck your fucking dick between your legs. Essential oils. Get the fuck out of here. Anybody that's putting essential oils on their fucking mask, they're going to have some issues with me, all right?
That would just make it harder for me to breathe.
Yeah.
If there's oil in there now. Hey, you know what's really good? If you just rub a little bit of fucking gasoline on the inside of your mask yeah. and just breathe that shit in all
I don't want to breathe lavender in all night.
You know what's one cool thing about these masks, though? It makes it a lot harder to smell the weed at work that comes and hits you real hard.
How is that a good thing?
Well, because you want to smell it? It's like
yes.
All right, let's say then
the smell.
You're working, and a fucking hot-looking naked girl that's horny walks by. You can't do anything about it.
What are you talking about?
You can look. Okay. If you were in a bar, you could fuck, maybe.
What's your point?
What's that have
to do with the mask and the
let's
weed?
Say, have you ever looked at a customer that's standing there, and all of a sudden the waitress brings him over a big frosty fucking beer and a shot, and he literally starts salivating going, God, I want one of those. Well, yeah. If you're a pot smoker, I would think it would be the same. When you smell weed, you want some.
I've just always liked the smell of weed. I don't know what it is. Just a good smell to me. Whether I smoked or I didn't smoke or anything else, it's always.
See,
been
I'm
a
opposite
good smell.
Of that. I don't hate the smell. I just it's just too strong for me. I don't.
I'm a, you know, if I smell a dead skunk down the street, I'm like, ooh, it smells good out here. Thank you. Now I didn't notice the smell thing. I'm sure it's going to help with some people's breath.
Oh God!
I mean, that's a plus. Some people got better looking. All I can see is their eyes.
Yeah. If you know what really sucks? I was telling somebody about it last night. For the last 2 days at work, I've been dropping heat seekers that I have no doubt would fucking clear the room. I've been dropping some of those farts where they come out and it's really hot and you just know that thing stinks and nobody's getting any of it.
Yeah. There is something about the temperature of a fart where
you
can feel the temperature coming out and you know like that one's going to
You've
stink.
Never dropped a hot fart in your life that didn't stink.
Yeah, that is a special smell
to it. Fuck yeah, and I've been dropping burners and nobody's smelling them.
It's like a dog turd. It has a different smell. You know yeah. what I mean? It's not a...
You don't even say Black Hawk Down anymore because nobody's going to fucking get it. I could literally fart in your face with that mask on and you're not going to smell it. I feel like I'm wasting good ones. And as soon as we were allowed to take the masks off, I'm going to have those cold, silent farts.
Yeah, the silent...
The ones that don't stink.
Not deadlies.
Yeah, it pisses me right off.
A lot of the loud ones don't actually stink. Usually, if you got a nice loud fart, it usually doesn't have a stink unless it's a flopper. Those floppers, because those are usually hot. So.
I'll give you a funny story. Our old friend that we work with, B, he decided to, he was listening to the podcast. He decided to take my advice and veed his asshole.
Okay, good for him.
Okay, he used the same shit I bought. The sensitive skin. See, this fucking public service this show is, man. So he veets everything now, and he hates the way his farts feel. He says, it totally changes the way my farts feel. I don't get that flapping sensation anymore. They just kind of fall out. And he doesn't like it. Well, guess what? Your asshole also doesn't stink.
That's true.
Because the hair is not catching 90% of the fart when it comes through. So you can't have it both ways, man. We getting any good comments? Am I getting ragged on?
Yeah, Mars is trying to rag on us, but I don't even know what she's saying. They're calling us Neanderthals. We're cavemen over here.
Mars, we're not Neanderthals.
We're
honest. We're
having way
we're
too many
honest.
Women watch, I think, is
we're
the
honest.
Problem.
We told you we were going to be honest. We're saying what every other guy thinks but doesn't have the stones to...
I think she's saying that the, you know, when people were recommending these essential oils that we should take them serious, but we're not taking them serious because we're men.
No, I'm not taking them serious. And, you know, I don't want to smell anything in the mask.
It's fucking annoying, yeah.
These masks are already hard enough to breathe. Now I'm going to fucking rub some chamomile and some fucking clove in there. Because it might make me a little bit easier to think.
I hate the smell of anything, really. I don't like cologne. I'm not a perfume guy. Like,
I do. I'm a big perfume guy. You really? Walk by me with good perfume, and you've went up from a 5 to a 7.
I respect a good smell, I guess, on a girl, but I on myself, I can't stand to have a certain smell all day. I just want my own musty self, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a real sucker for good perfume. It fucking does something to me, man. But it doesn't.
Well,
I don't
it's supposed
just
to.
Yeah, but it does weird shit to me. Like if it's
that's weird shit to me.
Like, I literally. I mean, this sounds so fucking stupid. Here's your Neanderthal. Here's deep thinking, Mars. It puts me almost in this like trance like stage if it's good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at the titties attached to it or anything. I'm just kind of sitting there and breathing it all in. 20 years ago, there was a perfume that this girl used to wear that I worked with, and I walked by it, and I would get a pull off of it, and it would just put me in this little fucking la-la land, and I'd be going, this is the greatest shit ever. And it was expensive perfume. I went out and bought a bottle for myself.
What?
And sprayed it on my fucking bed.
When you jerked off?
When I slept.
When you slept?
It was a peaceful, it put me in a peaceful state, in a happy, euphoric kind of state when I smelled this. And let me tell you, Katie at work... used a pencil.
Yeah, I know.
One day she had something on that was very similar, and I walked by her and I caught a pull off of it, and I was just. It has nothing to do with the girl.
Sure,
that's
wasn't
it.
A Marlboro.
No, it wasn't a Marlboro. It was, and she told me what the name of it is, and I went to the counter the next day and I smelled it, and it was the same shit. Good perfume just is a hot button for me.
Yeah, it never was for me. I mean, you know, I guess I respect it. You know, I don't dislike it. No, a good one, like you said.
Puts me in a happy place.
I don't like certain perfumes. I don't like people to put too much on.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate colognes of all sorts. I've never smelled a cologne I liked.
Really?
I fucking hate it.
But see, it goes both ways. If you're wearing shitty perfume, I don't want you anywhere near me. That puts me in a depressed, bad place.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
So if you're buying the cheap shit... get the fuck away from me.
I want them to get the fuck away from me anyways because it attracts bees and I'm allergic.
Perfume attracts bees?
Yeah, it's the same reason I don't go camping when a girl's on her period. I ain't trying to get those bears come by. Take that, Neanderthals.
Well, that was episode 36, everybody. Thanks for... You don't go camping when she's on her period because you don't want to be attacked by a bear.
Well, yeah, they can smell that blood. They got, especially if the wind's going in their direction.
That's from Anchorman.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is from Anchorman.
It's from a movie. I don't know which one.
Oh,
it's
my
funny
God.
As fuck, though.
That's like saying, you know what? Oh, hold on. So let's say you and your wife went camping.
Yeah.
You wanted a nice weekend.
I am sure we have went camping on her period.
Okay,
I'm
but let's say you had a nice
asked.
Weekend camping trip, and the kids have got a babysitter, and you guys are going out to just enjoy a little nature and see some shit and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, on the first day, you get the tent packed or tents up, the fire's going, you got the cooler full of fucking drinks, and you're ready for a nice, quiet night around the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Carmen comes up and says, God dang it, I just started my period. Are you going to pack up everything and fucking leave? Because you don't want to get attacked by fucking Yogi Bear your sleep.
No. What you do is you make her sleep in the car with the doors locked and we'll sleep in the tent. All right.
There's your Neanderthal right there.
Sleep in that car. You'll
sleep
be safe.
In the car.
I'm looking for your safety too. You know what I mean? Because the bear, let's when it actually gets into the tent, it's going for her, not for me. I don't smell like fresh meat.
See, and that's why chivalry's not dead, because if he was an asshole, he'd make her sleep in the tent and he'd go to the
car.
Exactly. But he doesn't want her to get her to die by
her. I'm giving her the locked car, which has air conditioning. Turn it on, you know, have a good time. I'll be in the tent on that hard ground just suffering for you, babe.
But leave the cooler outside and the leaves.
Yeah, leave the beer.
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't go for any of that shit.
No, I don't really think it. But I
you do kind of.
Well, no, but do like surfers, women surfers, do they avoid going out when they're on their period? Sharks?
No, they probably use a tampon.
But sharks have that crazy smell.
Yeah, sharks smell blood, but I would imagine that everybody that surfs, once they go down, they're going to scrape their arm on the fucking board. They're going to bleed all over the place anyway.
Really? They're bleeding all the time?
I think the shark thinks...
I think surfers are just bleeding all the time.
They said that when a person's on a surfboard paddling, the shark thinks it's a seal.
Yeah.
That's what they say. So I don't care if it's bleeding or not, that seal's getting eaten. If you get a hungry shark around you, it doesn't matter if you're on the fucking period or not, you're getting eaten.
Well, but... you're going to get more aimed if you got the chum laying around.
I would imagine, let's say there's some really top female surfers in the world, and I guarantee one of them said, hey, I'm not going to compete in nationals this year because I started this morning. That doesn't happen.
Just say it,
that
man.
Does not happen.
I'd be a little bit more nervous.
Hey, you know what I think's funny?
What?
Have you ever watched like a beach volleyball thing or see a girl? I used to see it all the time on those MTV spring break things. You know what? God, this is so fucked up, girls. I'm not an asshole.
Yeah,
okay,
who cares? Yeah, you are.
But I think, and I don't think it's gross or anything. But it's one of those things. There's some things in life that I can look at and I'll laugh for 2 days about it, off and on. It'll pop in my head in 4 hours, and I'll start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
A string popping out of the bottom of a bikini does that to me.
I would laugh. Yeah.
I laugh forever, and because. I know how bad it is for girls to be on your period. It sucks. I wouldn't want to be a woman for anything in the world because of that.
Now,
and
that makes
and
me
the birth
laugh,
thing.
But if a guy's wearing short shorts and his balls pop out, I'm laughing too.
I'm laughing at
you
that
know what
too.
I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
just,
no, there's no doubt about it. I'm fucking laughing my ass off. But I watched a fucking girls' sand volleyball thing, and you could see the string for like 30 seconds. And then someone on filming it realized, hey, you can see the string, and they quit going to that angle, whatever. But. She's playing volleyball and the little fucking pendulum's going down.
Now
and I said, God, that's funny.
Now, my wife switched to the Diva Cup years ago.
Yeah, you told me that. I don't know. That kind of creeps me out.
Well, no, but she's not very active. I'm wondering if those volleyball girls, they're doing all that jumping and diving and stuff. Can they use the Diva Cup? Won't it just spill out?
There's no way. way too active.
This is my, like... total not understanding of the woman's vagina and how any of this stuff works, but it seems like the Diva Cup would spill if you're jumping all over the place.
Well, yeah, and it seems to me like the only safe option there would be one of those pads with the little wings on them that fold it over.
Maxi pads?
Well, because those they have these little flaps on the side, and you go those over your underwear, and it's like got tape on it, and it sticks to your underwear, and it's not supposed to move. Now, yeah. I would think that's what I would use if I was a female athlete. I would use the pad with wings.
How bad would it suck if once a month our butthole just bled?
Oh, God. I mean, women got it so much harder than we do, man.
It's so awful.
And I'm telling you what, I've said it before. I don't give a shit what any macho guy thinks. There's not a man on the fucking planet that could handle childbirth.
I'd do it on a Tuesday.
No fucking way.
I'd do it on a Tuesday and be fishing on a Wednesday. Go
all right.
Fuck yourself.
Let's put it in perspective. If you take the amount or how big her fucking bones can separate and how big her pelvis can expand, for you, it would be like like pissing a baseball out of your pee hole. You tell me for 1 second that you're going to go ahead and piss a baseball without fucking saying, give me every drug on the planet, cut that fucking thing out of me. You couldn't do it, man. Women have a higher pain tolerance. They're tougher than we are. I believe that.
I don't.
You can't punch a woman in the face. She's not going to get up. That's a different kind of pain.
She can't take it.
Women take their pain levels and they make it mental. They're like, hey, I'm bringing a baby into this world so I can deal with this fucking pain. They put their mind in a different place and they make the baby come out. Men don't have that fucking ability.
What choice do you have at that point?
That's not the point. You have a lot of choices. A lot of women say, well, give me that epidural now. Some women do it drug-free.
Well, every girl should do an epidural. The drug-free people, I don't understand.
My ex-wife did all three drug-free.
We explained that. You've talked about that. I don't understand.
But a C-section, you feel nothing.
Apparently, when a baby comes out, the first whatever is, it's like an acid trip anyways to them.
Well,
because everything's fucking brand new and bright.
And every baby they've asked has answered that question. That's one of those things where you can think you know what the right answer is, but you truly don't know, because the only person you can really ask that would have the answer to that question was just born. So it's one of those deals where you can't really give me a fucking answer. You can hypothesize
right.
And give me an educated guess, but you can't tell me what that baby's feeling like when it pops out of the vagina.
You're right.
And I don't think that men have the ability to put their mind in a different place and handle pain like that, because I'm telling you, did you watch your son get born?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking amazing, dude.
I don't know if amazing is the word I would use.
Oh,
I mean,
amazing.
Yeah, okay, it was very, very surreal. And yeah, that it looked fucking painful. There ain't no doubt about that. But she gave in about halfway through. She went no epidural. I don't even know if she got halfway, but she was going into it, she said she was going to be no epidural. Now, the whole time I'm telling her, I was like, take the fucking drugs. Like, I'll take whatever drugs they... My son had surgery on his mouth today. He just had some caps put in or some shit for his dental surgery. They said no narcotics, and I almost... No. He'll take the narcotics. Daddy needs them.
Yeah, I'll take them home. I'll get
them.
What
I'm saying is never pass up on free fucking drugs when a doctor offers them to you. So, well, I don't understand.
Eventually, it gets to the point where your mind and shit can't handle any more physical pain. You take the epidural halfway through, great. But what what men don't realize is before Carmen took that epidural, she had been going through hours and hours, these horrible, painful contractions.
True.
I would have said, fucking knock me out. My mom said when I was born, shit was really weird back then. They gave you no fucking drugs. And then when the baby's head popped out, they fucking stuck a mask on you and gassed you out cold. But they would give you nothing before. I think the most painful part, am I right, ladies, is the head.
Well, how could it not be?
That's what I'm saying. Once the head's out, I don't need any fucking drugs at that point.
Yeah, you're right.
The body slides right out.
That is funny. So they wait till the last...
Head pops out, make sure the baby's breathing and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't feel good getting sewn back up.
Well, these days, it's fucking magic. They've learned how to make women not rip and stuff there.
That was the thing that
put
I thought.
Put this hot towel on there on the taint and it's supposed to stop it from ripping.
That was the weirdest part, I think, about having a baby, watching a baby being born. It's just how normal it was for everybody else in the room. You know what I mean? And they do it all fucking day. So, of course, it's normal, but it's just so like doctors just, nah, nothing's going on. They don't, like, they've done this a million times. Nothing special about it. It's fucking weird to me.
See, to me, it was everything that you read about in the fucking magazines. I watched it two times, have three kids. My oldest isn't biologically mine, so I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But watching the other two, it was just like the fucking movies. Started fucking crying. To me, I got the total fucking miracle. Oh, my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen out of it.
You cried? I didn't cry.
Oh, cried like a baby both times.
I didn't cry. I'm pretty sure I was cracking.
Fucking loaded with fucking emotion. And then when the baby comes out and you see it and go, holy shit, that's my kid. And you look at your wife or girlfriend that just had that baby and you fucking freak out. If it was me, I'd have been there crying. I want this thing out. Fucking cut me open. Do whatever you have to do. And they're just, breathing hard and, oh, he's out. Let me see. Fuck, it's a miracle, dude.
That's
fuck.
One of those things. You don't know how you're going to react until it actually happens to you or you're in that room and everything. And I didn't cry or anything. I was just, I don't know. I was cracking jokes the whole time, trying to keep the mood light.
All right, well, let me ask you this, because I watched a movie. I watched Orgasmo the other day. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, it was some fucking horrible movie, one of those late night things. You don't know any of the fucking stars in it. And I thought what would happen if this happened to me? Well, this couple, this fucking carved out of cream cheese white couple, went into the fucking hospital to have a baby, and a little Chinese baby popped out. Okay? And it went from, oh my God, this big joyous fucking occasion, to the husband going, holy fuck.
Yeah.
What do you do in that case?
I don't know.
Okay. You're married to a black woman.
Yeah.
If that baby comes out anything other than white, black, or brown, you've got something to think about.
Yeah, there was a lot of options for her, though, at least.
Like, yeah, you know, but this just, baby came out Asian.
Both white or both black.
This baby was Asian.
Yeah.
Okay, clear as a bell, Asian. And he's, you know, he's holding his wife's hand. He's, push, honey. Oh, there's the head. There's the head. And the doctor holds up the baby, his little Chinese baby. And his, the look on his face, the guy's face was, fuck you. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, my God, do I hit her now? What the fuck
She's
do
like,
I do?
I got some Navajo on my dad's side.
Yeah, my ass. You got some fucking Korean on your dad's side, because that is not a Native American baby. Oh, that's shit. A fucking Asian baby. It was a comedy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this guy packed his shit and left within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but are you a dick if you walk out of the room at that time?
No.
Say fuck you?
No, you're not a dick.
Like, leave her there. She needs you to hold her hand.
You're
and
the fucking
her.
Victim.
That's
at
what
that
I'm saying.
Point.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's the way I looked at it. And yeah. This guy fucking left this woman. He bailed on her. And all of her friends were, you know, putting him on social media as the biggest asshole in the world. She just has his baby, and then he fucking
it's
leaves
not
her.
His baby if it's Chinese and he's white and she's
and
white.
And there's her convincing all her friends, I don't know why that baby appears Asian, but I've never cheated on him a day in my fucking life.
Appears Asian.
Yeah, he appears Asian.
Well, I guess you could. Well, I don't know.
This baby was fucking Asian.
I think Asian's probably the wrong one they should have went with for
well,
the
show. Well, they did it because there's no way to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have black friends who are both, him and his wife are both dark skinned. Well, the baby's very light skinned.
Yeah.
But it looks just like him. It's his baby. You know, I mean, skin tones are one thing. Facial features and eyes are a different.
I think all kids kind of look Asian when they first come out. Then
this kid looked Asian. His kid was Asian. Okay, he didn't just look Asian when he came out. He's fucking Asian. And that was the whole point of this movie, is all her friends ragging this guy on social media. And then all his friends, yeah, she's a fucking whore, cheated on. Swears she never did. At the end of the movie, this guy fucking went back.
Bob Rocky said, could she be an Eskimo?
They weren't in Alaska, Bob. They were not in Alaska. They
is that
like
the only place Eskimos exist?
For the most part.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, no, the American Eskimos in Alaska.
Okay. There's not any like Canadian Eskimos?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything
there
about
probably
Eskimos.
Probably is. You can butts right up to Canada.
That's another thing they're changing. The Eskimo pie guy said he's going to change Eskimo pies.
Well, you know what? That's what another thing that pisses me off. Eskimo pie, they're going to change that. Did you hear about this fucking guy, this 18-year-old running back at Mississippi State or whatever? He's either at Mississippi State or Ole Miss.
No.
18-year-old top blue chip prospect, okay? He said, I'm not going to play for this school unless the state changes its state flag or I'm out.
Oh, Mississippi having the rebel flag is their...
Yeah, he said, I will not represent this school or this state unless this university will talk the state into changing its flag.
The Ole Miss Rebels.
And the state says, hey, go fuck yourself. Go play somewhere else. We can't change a state flag for one athlete.
I don't blame them. I mean, I obviously don't blame the school for not changing it, whatever. I mean, or the state flag. But if I was a black person, I would not play for Ole Miss.
Well, no, but that's the whole point. Is what I'm saying is he was recruited by Ole Miss. If he was one of the top five running backs in the country, he was recruited by 20 schools.
I think
he went there.
I'd like to see.
And now, amidst all this, he says, "Fuck it, I'm not playing for you." He should have said, "Fuck it, I'm not playing for you" before he committed to it.
Yeah, I got you. Maybe he didn't think. Maybe he didn't think it was ever a possibility. But now, with everything else going on, maybe he thought there was
changing a state flag is not a possibility.
Well, it is.
Well, not in his. It's not going to happen overnight.
Well, then it's not going to happen in Mississippi because they're a bunch of inbred dorks. But
right.
Either way, I would love to see a lot more of these young athletes start going to historical black colleges. I think that'd be cool. I mean, I don't understand.
You're never going to see Grambling in the national championship or Howard. You're not going to see that.
Especially with basketball, because you can change basketball team with three people.
That's a fact.
I mean, you really could take a team that has never been anywhere. You get three of the top prospects to go there. You could win. You could win the national championship.
You can.
You know what I mean? So football's a lot harder to do because you do need a decent amount of people. But why? Why would you go to Alabama, Mississippi, these states that their fan base is fucking, you know, a lot of them, not all of them, obviously, but a goddamn big portion of them are racist as fuck.
Well, because most of them aren't caring about their college years. They want to get to the NFL and make the big dollar, so they'll go wherever they're going to get the most coverage.
But when you're a good enough athlete to go to Alabama, you're a good enough athlete to go to USC. You're a good enough athlete to go to Morgan. You can go to Washington. There's plenty of places where you can still get.
Oh, you can go anywhere. I mean? If you're good enough, you go wherever you want.
There's argument that going to Alabama for a lot of these guys may hurt their pro prospects because there's so many good people on that team. You might be a backup.
Oh, you will be a backup.
You know what I mean?
My buddy at Arizona State got recruited by Notre Dame. He wanted to play at Notre Dame. And they recruited him. They said, you know, you want to come to Notre Dame? He says, well, yeah, how many years do I got to wait before it looks like I can start, you know? Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, you're never going to play. You're practice squad, and you're not going to start ever. And he's like, well, why do you want me to come here then? They said, well, we want you so that nobody else can get you.
Yeah,
exactly. They told him that flat out.
Yeah, no one else can get you, and then in case someone gets hurt, you might be
able
to play.
So he went to ASU instead, and he ended up getting some playing time and all that. But, I mean, that's the way these football factories do it. They take all the good athletes so you can't have them.
Yeah.
And they give you a top-notch education. But what I'm saying is, and it could change. You know, schools like Grambling and Howard University and all those predominantly black schools.
Like I said, you could
right now don't
you
have.
You could change things in basketball.
They don't have the funding to get that kind of exposure to everybody that they would like to.
Yep.
They don't have the funding to give that many scholarships out as these big factories like Alabama does. That could change real easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's a lot of predominantly black schools in the country. So it's out there, but quite frankly, with as many of these fucking high school basketball players that are coming out, these young black kids coming out of high school,
mm-hmm.
fuck, 20 years ago they could have played in the fucking NBA in their fucking sophomore year. These kids are coming out so fucking good.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is there's not enough black schools to take all these athletes.
I got what you're there. I hate
They're
that.
They're not there.
I hate that fucking rule. I think that you should be able to go straight to the NBA. I don't even know how it's legal that you can make it where you have to have an age limit on a certain sport. You would think that would just be discrimination, and you should be able to go.
Well, they've all got a different
it's
rule.
It's ruined college basketball. Because before, you used to get let's take UC for an example, like a Kenyon Martin. You know, that guy wasn't that great coming out of college, or coming out of high school. He was like a three-star recruit or something.
But he became good at UC.
He became great at UC. Best basketball player in college that year.
Yeah.
But he was made that way from the coach. He was a four-year player, and there was more of these teams that were full of these four-year players. And you actually got to watch college teams build, you know, build legacies and shit. And nowadays, you got like your Kentuckys, which are just full of one-and-dones. Sure, they may win, but they're one-and-done. They don't really have any real strong ties to the university. I think it's ruined college basketball.
I hate that.
And the NBA only did it because they were sick of fucking swinging and missing. So that, you know, their idea was, we'll give them a year in college, and then, you know, maybe they wouldn't be such a bust in the NBA. Well,
see, I think they all should do it. I think every sport should do it like the NFL does, even though the NFL has kind of fallen and collapsed.
I think NFL's 2 years, isn't it?
What I'm saying is, you don't make shit on your rookie contract. You prove yourself, you pay your dues, and then when your three-year rookie contract is over, you'll get fucking rich. When you're a fucking high school kid, and you're fucking 360 dunking at 5'8",
yeah,
and you're a fucking ungodly basketball player, NBA comes to you and says, hey, sign here. You get $10 million in your bank tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're all going to do it. Everyone's going to fucking do it. White, black, brown, doesn't matter. You offer me that kind of fucking money now, I'm taking it. The NFL, yeah, they might give you a nice little signing bonus, but you're not getting that huge money until your rookie contract is over. You're not getting it.
They're just different sports, though. In the NFL, it's so hard for
someone. Of course, then you take Saquon Barkley. And he says, well, fuck you. I got 1 year left in my contract, but I'm going to sit out now until you fucking pay me. Zeke did the same thing.
Running backs kind of have to these days because running backs aren't getting those big contracts. So that's the way it's worked out, and it's worked out for almost every one of them that have done it, with the exception, I think, Melvin Gordon ended up getting fucked by doing that.
He did.
But most of them it has
because
worked
he came
out.
Back and did shit.
Even Le'Veon Bill ended up fucking himself money-wise.
He did. Well, he sat out a whole fucking year, though.
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
At least
thing.
Melvin Gordon tried to come back. You know, eventually he realized, I'm not going to win this one.
I feel like the NFL's different anyways.
Because let's face it, Melvin Gordon's not Zeke.
No.
He's not Zeke.
No, but he's good under a certain offense.
I agree.
You know
what
I mean?
Saying?
You put Melvin Gordon on the Saints, that guy's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You just have to give him the right team. What I was saying was NFL is just different anyway. Football's different. Your body is not fully developed at 18.
Right.
These guys, you can't really make that same jump.
I agree.
The basketball players, they don't have to be thick, you know, big dudes. I mean, there's exceptions. You're LeBron James that came out looking like a man, but for the most part, you can be a skinny little dude and still do all right in basketball.
He
ain't
did,
doing that
too,
football.
Didn't he? I mean, he came out looking like a fucking full-grown man.
We got Greg Oden. Remember him at Ohio State? Uh-huh. He looked like he was 84 by the time he was 19.
I know.
Like his face and everything.
Yeah, like I said, the problem is that a lot of athletes out there, black, white, indifferent, any fucking color, yeah, they'll stand up for a cause, and they'll stand up for what's right and what's wrong, and they'll be speak publicly about this or that. But let's face it, if it's going to kill their money, they're going to be a little bit more quiet. And I'm not saying they got to fucking get on the table and dance and fucking sell out or anything like that. But they're thinking of themselves first, which isn't a bad thing. You know, you're thinking of your future and your family's future and all that bullshit. College basketball is always going to be ruined if you let them play 1 year and go to the NBA. It's always going
to
be ruined.
I agree. And it sucks because I used to love college basketball. And
it was the most pure sport in the fucking
I've kind of fell out of love with it in the last 10 years or so. And I think that may have been a big reason why. Apparently, Eskimo is not the PC term. It's Inuit.
Inuit?
Yeah, that's why you're not supposed to say Eskimo pies and shit. Shows you what I know. Didn't even fucking know that.
But see,
I've heard the term Inuit, but I didn't know Eskimo was a degrading term.
I don't know either. You got to change Edmonton's fucking their football team? Edmonton Eskimos, you're going to change that too?
Edmonton Eskimos? Who the fuck are they?
That's a Canadian Football League team.
Oh, no one watches Canadian football.
Yeah, they do. A lot of fucking guys in the NFL started in the CFL. But the whole point is, you know, they've been trying to change Native American names at all these schools for years. Oh, we don't like the Chiefs. We don't like the Tigers. Or the Braves. We don't like any of that shit.
I did get a kick out of my local team around here. You know, my high school that my kids go to is Anderson Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a kick out of seeing a shitload of white kids doing the Black Lives Matter thing on the corner of Anderson High School while their team name's the Redskins. It's like, all right,
I don't see the offensive part there.
How do you not see the offensive thing in Redskin? But
well, Redskin's different.
I mean, when they're like the Seminoles and stuff like that, I don't really
see the name of a tribe.
Yeah, I don't see the offensiveness of that. Sometimes when you look at the logos, then you can see the offensiveness of it, where the, you know, they basically give you you know, go on the stereotypes of the logos and everything like that, of the facial features and all.
What I'm saying is the term Redskin probably came about hundreds of years ago.
As a racist
it's
term.
It's just what they called it. Well, it was probably a racist term. But what I'm saying is all these products that are being changed, the Aunt Jemima syrup, well, why aren't they jumping all over the fucking Uncle Ben's rice?
They have.
Oh, they have their.
Yeah, you know, and
too?
I had to look that one up because I was looking at Uncle Ben's rice. What that doesn't seem as offensive. Just
it's
looking
just
at
a
it.
Black man on the label. That's
what
it.
I mean. I never, but there was something to that, and I don't know what it was. I did look it up. Now I've already forgot it, but it was justified after I read it. I was like, oh, okay, I get.
Well,
it.
Well, here's what I'm thinking: if you're offended by the label, don't buy the product. If I own the product, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to call it. You want to hurt me? Don't buy it. I'll go bankrupt, and then I'll cave to the pressure, and I'll change the name then. And I'm not saying I agree with any of it, but what I'm saying is you can't make an independently owned company change their fucking name.
Well, no.
No
one's making these people changing their names. They're just doing it.
Yeah, I bet you they're still buying the syrup.
What do you mean?
It's still selling.
Oh, sure. I think, honestly, a lot of these places are doing it just to get in the media and say, hey, look, we're good guys, and now people will buy their syrup more. Or, you know, you probably got some backlash for these hillbillies who are like, fuck that. I ain't buying Aunt Jemima anymore. You know, which is just as funny, if not more funny.
But here's a question for you. Okay. Why wouldn't there be anything offensive? No, it's just a question. It's me not knowing. It's not, I'm just ignorant on this subject and I don't know. I see the Aunt Jemima and it's like T put it very well. She said, it's not what you guys see, it's what we see. And it made me think about it. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay? Now the Aunt Jemima seemed pretty obvious to me.
Well, it did. But what I'm saying is somebody asked that question, and T said, well, it's not what you guys are seeing, it's what we see out of it. And I get that 100%.
Yeah.
Black people find it offensive. I can easily see how it could be portrayed as offensive. That's fine. But what I'm saying is if Death Row Records,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the gangster rap record label.
One of my favorites all time.
Mine too. Some great fucking music came out of Death Row Records. Why wouldn't the black community look at that and saying, well, that's portraying all black people as convicts, as criminals. Change that name. Why don't they do that?
Because they're the one that made the label.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. There's a big difference there. If you make your own shit, then
it makes the normal person think, well, they're trying to change a bunch of things because it puts a stereotype on the community. Well, to me, that does too.
But they wanted that stereotype. They wanted to look like gangsters. That was the whole point.
I understand that. I'm not picking a side here. I'm all lives matter. I'm not doing that. What I'm asking is questions because I'm seeking answers. I'm seeking opinions from people about why something that can look negatively portraying of a race is okay, but Uncle Ben, who's just a black man in a suit.
Now, there was more to Uncle Ben. I really wish I remembered it. I think if I explained it to you, then it would make sense to you. I don't remember, so I'm not going to sit here and make shit up. But, I see that as completely different, man. You got one company, and I'm not going to use Uncle Ben as the example because I don't remember it, but the Aunt Jemima thing where you basically...
That I see. It looks like a slave woman on the label. Yeah, it does. I get it.
That was a white-owned company. Those were white people that made the fucking syrup and the pancake batter and all that shit. This was never, you know... some black guy's recipe, where Death Row Records was an all black thing. So,
and I kind of understand
they want to make that thing, and they were going for that label. They wanted to be looked like gangsters.
Yeah, and look who formed it. I get it. They were pretty hardcore guys,
straight up gangster formed that shit. So I don't understand how that would be anywhere near the same thing.
I guess it just seems to me that the message is getting very muddled. It was looking very promising for me that so many different races and classes of people were coming together and saying enough is enough. Let's make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's keep focusing on the laws and stuff like that. Let's not stop what we're doing to go after the cop from Paw Patrol. Let's don't do that.
I think that was fake. That was a joke that got taken to be serious. I fell for it myself. The more I looked into it, though, almost everything I seen on Twitter and stuff where it started at was obviously said in jest. It was a super obvious thing where people were making a joke, okay, and then other people attached themselves
to it.
But
these protests right now are gaining some steam on getting some laws reformed and some changes in the hiring and the training of these policemen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So why don't we keep focusing on this, and then we'll go after the box of rice. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but the box of rice isn't something that someone's going after. These companies are coming there themselves.
I'm seeing the Aunt Jemima thing more on Facebook than I am the protests right now.
Yeah, but no one asked Aunt Jemima to change their shit. They just went out and did it. I mean, maybe someone's asked in the past. I'm not sure, but that's not something that they're really like. All these companies, like I said, I think a lot of these guys are doing this to get attention and get their name in the press. No one's fucking thinking about Aunt Jemima. I might go there and buy some syrup or not buy some syrup, but I'm not. That's not in my head. I think a lot of these companies are using this as an excuse to say to hop on the bandwagon of, hey, look, we're going to change too.
Did you see the one that somebody came up with? They put the Aunt Jemima bottle and they put a big picture of Samuel L. Jackson in the middle and it said syrup, motherfucker. And I said, that's funny. That's a funny joke.
I'd buy Samuel L. Jackson syrup.
I would fucking buy that in a second.
Syrup, motherfucker. Hey, you got a would you rather this week?
I do. And I want you to think about this one. Okay. Would you rather make out for 10 minutes with a beautiful, smoking hot, ridiculous girl who just tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay.
Or make out for 5 minutes with a good-looking guy who did not. The girl's beautiful. She's stunning. She's out of the pages of Playboy, but she's positive COVID. Would you rather make out with her for 10 minutes or 5 minutes with Brad Pitt, who's negative?
Yeah, me and Brad are hooking up.
Are you?
Yeah, that's pretty easy for me.
Is it really?
I mean, it's fucking gross, but I don't want the COVID. I got diabetes.
See, I didn't go to the sucking his dick or anything. Yeah. I just did the making out
thing. Just making out. Yeah, exactly. If you're throwing sucking a dick, I might take a chance.
Yeah, I did it this way because it seems to me like it would be a little bit easier to answer, but at the same time,
yeah.
I've told you before that I would rather watch a guy suck another guy's dick than make out with him because I think that's much more intimate and much more personal, and that creeps me out a little bit more.
Yeah.
As a straight man. Doesn't creep me out because you're gay. Creeps me out because I'm straight, and I think that's more...
So you're taking the COVID?
No, I'm taking the man.
Okay.
Because I'm relatively healthy, but I don't want fucking Rona.
I ain't taking that chance, man.
You ain't taking no chance. You're getting it, probably. You're making out with a girl who's positive.
I'm saying taking the chance of the COVID really getting you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sometimes you're going to be asymptomatic or whatever, but chances are I'm going to get it, and it's going to fucking put me down for a while.
But this girl's fucking hot.
I don't care.
And she's letting you play with her titties while you're doing it. Or you're making out with Brad Pitt open. I'm talking, you're playing tonsil hockey with this guy. You're making out, but he's negative.
Yeah, I'm making out with the dude.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to, you know what? I'll go Keanu Reeves on this one. I'll go Keanu Reeves on this one.
Yeah, I might make out with Brad Pitt for free just for the story.
Yeah, I'm going with the guy too. Even though, to me, I think it would probably, my lungs are pretty healthy, it would probably just be like a flu for me for a few days a week. I probably wouldn't die from it. I'm still making out with the dude. We got any answers up there?
Nah, Bob Rocky don't think the fucking virus is real.
COVID is a sham. No, that's just his brain clogged up with bong resin. Yeah. And
I think you smoked too much crack there, Bobby.
Yeah.
COVID's a scam.
What do you say? Y'all drank the punch, huh?
Yeah, well, I had tons of punch. Yeah, whatever. Anyways. Good luck with that radiation.
Turn your phone back to 4G, Bob.
You got a joke of the week?
Yeah, I got a joke of the week. And sticking with the gay theme, this is one that I hadn't heard in a long time.
I like to stick with the gay theme.
I told this to my buddy the other day. This fucking gay guy walks into a bar, biker bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's loaded with fucking big, hairy fucking bikers and blah, blah, blah. And he stands up on the stool and he's got, you know, his arms out like this. He's flaming gay. And he says, hey, whoever in this room can tell me what's in my hand, I'll suck your dick. And this big, giant, burly biker with a fucking long beard and shit stands up in the back and says, it's a fucking elephant. And the guy goes, we have a winner. Going back to the stereotype that gay men will sleep with everybody, Bob says, flip phone. Eskimo crack. Flip phone.
Bob might actually be on some crack right now.
Well, if anybody's going to know how to think properly on crack, it'll be Bob.
Good. Yeah, he's actually had a life going on while smoking a lot of crack.
Oh, Bob had a very Bob's got a very full life.
That's tough to do.
He's functioning. You've heard of functioning alcoholic? Yeah. Well, he's not on crack anymore. He's off that shit.
Yeah, I knew a lot of functioning heroin addicts, and I always found that to be very. I had a friend that was like an electrician during the day and a heroin addict at night. It's like, appreciate that. Still waking up at fucking 8 in the morning, putting his 10 hours in, and then doing the heroin.
You know what turns me on even more than that thought?
What?
Teacher by day, stripper by night. I love that double life thing.
You think that's a thing?
What's a turn? Oh, fuck yeah. I guarantee there's teachers and nurses out there that are doing fucked up shit at night. I know professional people that are at night are wife swapping. So, yeah, the shit's real. The struggle is real. No crack since 2015, I know. But I guarantee, Bob, and that's awesome, but I guarantee when you were on crack, you would have believed in the Rona.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been sharing pipes.
No, absolutely not. Hey, Bob, are you making out with Brad Pitt or the Rona positive girl? Because you're going to say I'm making out with the girl because there's no Rona.
There's no Rona. There's nothing to be worried about.
All right, well, Rona can be disguised as trench mouth or whatever. You might even get AIDS.
Yeah, and either way, I get to make out with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I'm going Keanu Reeves.
This is just like an average day.
Because I'm taking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and what a goofball he was and going into his cool movies at the end, the fucking John Wicks and stuff like that. I'm making out with the guy on the John Wick side.
You should make out the guy in the middle that did the shitty romantic comedies and stuff.
Oh, you mean like the guy who did The Replacements where he was a football quarterback?
He had a really bad 15-year stretch.
Yeah, I'm going with the John Wick
Started out really strong. Bill and Ted was the shit. There was a couple other... Point Break was really good. There was a couple other good ones. And then you had shit, you know.
COVID's a sham. You know what, though? If I was ever going to make out with a guy, he couldn't have a beard or a mustache or a goatee. It had to be clean shaven. So I guess I couldn't take Keanu right now. I'll go Leo DiCaprio at this point.
Leo always has some kind of facial hair, too, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think Leo's too, like, lazy to shave. That dude, like, hangs out and fucks.
If I was ever going to make out with a guy for any reason, guy, I got to have clean shaven.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm that
big. Remember that, guys. If I'm at a bar drunk and you want to come at me, shave.
Yeah, shave a little bit.
You have a better chance.
Have that $10,000 in your pocket, and you're going to get blown.
Oh, for 10 grand, you're getting it. I don't care if you grow a ZZ Top beard at that point. You're getting blown for 10 Gs. That's my number, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, guys, that's episode 36. Shut Up, Cincinnati. It's in the books.
It'll be on YouTube and...
it'll be all that stuff tomorrow if you haven't got
Mars
it.
Mars is taking Pete Davidson.
You know, I don't get her attraction to that
guy. Don't either. The guy's got one really weird, fucked up, dead eye. He's not funny at all, but you know what? He's had some hot-ass women.
Well, apparently, he's got a hog on him.
Well, he had Ariana Grande.
And I'm sure he's a great person.
And then he had that older lady... what was her name? Bob's taking the glory hole. He was dating a woman who was like 20 years older than him, a famous girl. Kira Sedgwick, one of those, real pretty. But he's had some good-looking girls, and that's an ugly fucking guy.
He's really ugly. I don't get the
attraction. With very little talent. I don't see any talent. He's not funny to me at all.
I thought he was a good actor. I watched that movie that he came out with last week or whatever, King of Staten Island. The movie as a whole was all right movie. It kept my attention, I guess, but it was nothing special to me.
Well, but your favorite comedian in the world, Bill Burr's in it. Steve Buscemi's in it.
Yeah, and both of them play good parts. I thought Bill Burr killed it, especially considering I don't really consider him an actor. But then again, I think he kind of played himself to a certain extent.
He was his new stepdad, right?
Yeah. But I thought Pete Davidson was a decent actor. I'll give him that. Was it funny? I didn't think it was that funny. There was a couple moments. You know, Pete Davidson made me laugh a couple times.
But here's the question. I'll give him that. Was it Pete Davidson making you laugh or the line that the writer wrote that anybody could have delivered that made you laugh?
I think he wrote that movie, though. I think him and Judd wrote it together.
Apatow?
Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure because a lot of it was based off his own personal life.
I mean, he seems like a nice dude. I'm not saying bad things about him, but like I watched his stand-up special. You watch him on Saturday Night Live. He just doesn't nail it.
No, I don't like him on Saturday Night Live.
He doesn't nail it ever.
He gets on my nerves on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he overacts on it. And you're like, well, you're kind of killing the whole mood of this fucking skit, dude. You're not funny.
And I don't like his stand-up.
No, I don't either. And that's what I'm saying. Where's the talent? Now, I do quite a bit. Be honest with you, for a crack at Ariana Grande, I think she's fucking lovely.
Hey, are you into Chris D'Elia at all?
Little.
I'm not, as far as his comedy on stand-up. I think he's funny on podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, if I watch four of his stand-up deals, two of them have me rolling and two of them have me turning it off. That's the problem with him is his stand-up is not consistent. Yeah.
Well, either way, he apparently is in the Little Kids.
No.
I shouldn't say little kids. He's into teenage ladies, like 16, 17
Oh, he's
year
R.
girls.
Kelly.
Yeah, it seems like it. They're coming out, and he's got real creepy in the messages trying to get hookups and stuff. I don't think anyone's came out and said that they actually hooked up with him so far, but there's been quite a few that came out, like, you know, him knowing they're 16 and 17 and still trying to get him to go to the show and hook up with them.
Well, you know what's funny? You know, 30 years ago, when guys like Jerry Lee Lewis married his 15-year-old cousin, and guys were marrying young girls back then. You're like, oh, kind of a creeper, but you didn't do anything. Now it literally ruins you. The Kevin Spacey, he's done. He'll Academy Award winner. He'll never make another fucking movie.
Yeah, no. You know, especially his time.
Now
it's really weird.
It's burning you. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, R. Kelly is never going to be R. Kelly again.
Hey, but I'll still watch a Mel Gibson movie.
I will too, but he's a racist, not a pedophile.
That guy makes some fucking good movies too.
Fucking racist against Jewish people. He's not a pedophile.
Well, I think he's racist against blacks too. Remember, he said he threatened that girl by getting a pack of N-words to go rape her.
Yeah, and he is
that was pretty racist.
He's racist all around. But I've read interviews with him.
Yeah,
his main thing is anti-Semitism.
No,
he hates
the Jews. It's
yeah.
a religion thing.
Yeah, he's Catholic.
Yeah, he's super Catholic. He's like. That Catholic, Austrian Catholic.
Yeah, but he's not Muslim.
His dad is basically a Nazi, you know what I mean? And that's who raised him and who he
Yeah, so he's a racist all around, but I think his main target
Yeah, he really hates
is
the
Jews. Yeah.
Good old
he
Mel
really
Gibson.
Hates the fucking Jews.
Hey, do you remember Jim Cornette, the wrestler?
The wrestler, yeah.
He wasn't a wrestler, he was a...
announcer.
He was an announcer. He was more of a backstage guy. He always had the tennis racket when he was a manager of people and stuff. Just came out. Apparently, he's big cuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're talking about like the Big Show. Like that was part of his thing. Was
he used to get wrestlers to bang his wife?
Yes, and that was part of the thing. Not just get him to like he would like kind of blackmail him. Like, hey, if you want to get booked this week, you got to bang my wife. And his wife is nothing. No one wants to bang either.
Really?
Oh, it's fucking. That was even more funny when I looked up his wife.
So what? Who are some of the wrestlers that banged him?
They mentioned Big Show, and that just cracks me up. Could you imagine? If Big Show was cucking your wife,
that's Kevin Nash.
No, him too, though. He was the other one. Big Show's the guy that basically looks like Andre the Giant. He's
foot. Oh, yeah.
He's fucking giant.
I don't remember their nicknames.
He's gigantic.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Nash also was another big 7-foot dude.
So you know what? All of a sudden, Kevin Nash is my dude. And I'll tell you why. I watched him wrestle before and blah, blah, blah.
Big Daddy Diesel.
And I hate it. I really hate it when... Except for Dwayne Johnson, when wrestlers go out and try to be actors like Batista's doing it right now in that fucking movie or whatever.
I never liked Batista as a wrestler, but anyways, go on.
Did you see The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler? Kevin Nash was absolutely fucking hilarious in that movie.
Oh, and Kevin Nash is funny in general.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it. I was like, I would watch the movie again because of him. Little part that he played, but it was so fucking funny. Now, he fucking nailed it.
Kevin Nash and Scott Hall back in the days, which are Big Daddy Diesel and Razor Ramon, those dudes were actually funny fucking guys.
Oh, yeah.
With a lot of personality. Now, Razor became a... gigantic fucking pill head and alcoholic and everything, but I think Kevin pretty much kept his shit together.
So you wouldn't want to nail his wife ever. Cornette's wife was
no, no one's wanting to nail his wife. And if you've seen her, it cracks me up. It cracks me up that this guy's having wrestlers bang his wife as a way to get into the business. I just had to throw that
you know
out
what?
In there because I just remember.
Hey, women in the past, you've heard that expression, sleeping their way to the top.
Yeah.
Well, no reason why men shouldn't have to suffer the same fate.
And if anybody's ever doesn't know Jim Cornette, this guy's just the biggest fucking nerd.
He had the glasses on and
he's like, you wouldn't be surprised if he had a pocket protector. He's just a big fucking nerd. He has this big personality. He's an asshole.
Now, the other day, I mistyped something on our text and the Poundstone came out. And you mentioned Paula Poundstone, who I never thought was funny.
No.
But I think she got nailed for diddling the young ones, too.
Paula Poundstone was a
diddler? Swear to God. Not little, but I think she was banging young boys.
Huh.
And like almost, I want to say young boys that were like in her care or something. She took it in the ass.
Well, here's the thing.
Not literally.
No matter what actually happened, for the rest of my life, Paula Poundstone's a diddler, so fuck
her. Yeah, me too.
Oh, shit. I got a phone call. I don't think it's meant for the podcast, though. We don't have it hooked up anyway. So, all right, guys.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Yep.
See ya.
Later. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.